An amazing scoreline. I don't think you've ever seen this before. 24 minutes gone. Dublin 2 goals, courtesy of 2 old cheese.
Oh, the green and red mayo.
Kieran Donaghy, what a beginning for him. What a shot. This could be a rout.
Oh, the green and red mayo.
It was a disgraceful scene and somebody had to walk.
Yeah, I think McHale was the unluckiest because, like I said, there was a lot of striking offence, but poor McHale being 6 foot five and 10, he was very noticeable in the crowd.
Oh, the green and red mayo, I can see it still. It's soft and craggy bog.
Ah, Mayo, the masters of disaster. A lifetime spent in the House of Pain. Own goals, red cards, freak bounces, and Kieran Bloody Donaghy. 8 All-Ireland finals, a couple of replays, and still the wait goes on for Sam Maguire. But this year will be different, right? Right?
It could be dangerous, and it is dangerous! And it's Dermot O'Connor! And there's a goal for the taking, and Andy Moore has got another one!
So why haven't Mayo lifted Sam Maguire since 1951? Well, obviously, they're cursed. The story goes that when Mayo were celebrating that victory in 51, the players, who were travelling home on the back of a truck, passed a funeral in the town of Foxford without paying their respects and stopping. Depending on who you believe, a curse was then cast by either the local priest or the wife of the bereaved man. The curse was that Mayo would never again win an All-Ireland title until all members of that team had died. Does anyone in Mayo believe in the curse? Not really.
I think the curse is cursed long ago. I think the present group of lads don't even know what that means, and in particular in this year they've come through the ropes, and hopefully they can do it on Sunday.
I saw a video there this morning. I don't know who did it. It was on Facebook. It was Patrick Durkin, one of the lads from 51. And he was telling me after they came in, and he was saying that there was nothing believing it. Like, so you can believe it or you want to believe it, but sure, it's just a myth. It's just part of the story. It's like the Cubs this year and stuff like that. Like, so you never know.
Definitely, there has to be something there. There is, definitely. There's no simple, it's very straightforward for every other county. You just lose, but Mayo, it's all dramatic all the way.
No curse. You weren't praying hard enough in Knock. That's what I say to the people of Mayo, and Lee Keegan shouldn't have been sent off in the replay.
No curse, just victory, and we'll prove that this weekend.
Thankfully, two of those heroes of 51 are still with us. Paddy Prendergast is now living down in Kerry, while Padraig Carney, the Flying Doctor, is based in America. Let's hope for them that Mayo can put an end to the nonsense surrounding the curse once and for all this Sunday. So if they're not cursed, where has it all gone wrong for Mayo? Well, there have been some close calls along the way. In the 1996 final, a freakish bounce saw Colm Coyle earn Meath a replay before Coyle and Mayo's star man, Lee McHale, were both sent off after a 29-man brawl.
Just for me, it was just one of the most difficult periods in my life when it came to sport. You know, it was as hard as I've ever had to deal with. And I've been involved in sport through basketball and football for a long, long time. So, I don't know, you can never say for sure, it's a hypothetical, that if I was on, that we would have won the game. But I think if it was left the way it was, you know, we would have had a right good cut. And even though we did have a really good cut, the guys were great. But I would have liked to think I would have made a difference if I stayed on the pitch. So to answer your question, Nathan, no, it's not a thing you ever get over, no.
Kerry proved too much for Mayo in 1997, 2004 and 2006 before James Horan turned the current group into contenders, reaching the final in 2012 and 2013.
Well, I think firstly, they're as a group of fellas, I think their character, you've seen it revealed this year, I suppose maybe more than any other year, but they're an amazing bunch of guys with very strong principles and strong values and real role models in that regards. I suppose secondly, they're very close friends. They're a very close knit bunch. They all look out for each other. You know, they go out together. They work together. The girlfriends are friends together. You know, it's all that kind of stuff, and that helps. You know, that certainly helps. And so that's very, very strong bond there as well. And I suppose just as regards footballers, they've relentlessly looked to improve every single year that they've played. You know, you can see that, you know, this year with Aidan O'Shea's return from shots taken, you know, 7 from 8, and Andy Moore and how he's playing, and Keith Higgins, all these guys, you can see that they've just, you know, when we're not watching games or we're not thinking of football, they're out there working day in, day out to try and be as good as they can to represent the county. So I just think they're an amazing bunch. Very tight, very strong-willed, very determined and ambitious. And you know, hopefully the results will be positive on Sunday. If it's not, they'll get back and they'll work again for next year. That's just the way they are. They just get on with things. So super bunch of guys.
2016, though, was arguably the worst of the lot.
Oh, it's an own goal! Bernard Brogan hit it, went off Kevin McLaughlin. Dublin's first meaningful attack, and they have scored. Great ball by Connolly, and it's another own goal, I think. Oh dear, oh dear. Colin Boyle this time.
That's right. Mayo managed to score two own goals in the one game. Some people have lived since 1951 and never even seen one own goal in Gaelic football ever. So much heartbreak, yet still, the Mayo fans return year after year after year. Call it what you want. Blind faith, wishful thinking, there's a certain degree of madness for sure. But the Mayo fans have never stopped believing that this could be their year.
Oh my God, I have the week booked off work. I came back from Dubai yesterday, so I've another week booked off just in case, you know, so it's party time, it's going to happen, hopefully.
It's roller coaster, but that team have, they have given everything for the county. And I don't see anybody coming behind them, so, I mean, this is our golden generation of a team, I think.
That's ridiculous, it's absolutely ridiculous. Talking to people, you just can't believe that they're still in it, still after 8 All-Ireland finals, and I've been there since 96 myself, and they still haven't won it, and still the belief is still as strong as it was in 96, so... I was only 10-year-old then, so I remember coming up. We were given left Westport and the train. The mother gave us tickets and a train ticket, and that was it. She just left us off at the train. No one waiting for us up in Dublin, so we had to find our way from Connolly Station at the time up into Croke Park, and just two lads, one lad, myself and my brother. So I was 10 and he was 12. So
What's your mother's name?
I don't think I should be saying this now. I won't even tell you how she got the tickets either.
Somebody asked me today, had I a template for when Mayo would win on Sunday? And I said, there's no template for what's about to happen in Mayo.
There won't be a cow milked and there won't be a child fed in the county, but we don't care, you'll survive on victory!
Down in Mayo, the shops have been painted in green and red. The barns have been painted in green and red. Hell, even some of the sheep have been painted in green and red. Sometimes it feels like the only break from talking about Mayo football is to sing about Mayo football. And if there's one thing Mayo supporters love in the build-up to an All-Ireland final, it's a good song.
I asked the barber to give me an Aidan O'Shea.
From The Decent.
And even Joe Brawley, oh, he'll say, Mayo for side.
To The Slightly Bizarre.
We're here again after the last defeat.
And with a little bit of everything else in between. The message. To be honest, we didn't think there'd be any songs this year. Mayo have taken something of a circuitous route to get back to this All-Ireland final. It's taken 9 games. It's taken extra time against Derry and Cork, and replays against Roscommon and Kerry. They've been called bottlers, described as past it, and had their manager described as a donkey. Yet here they are, and even the Mayo manager, Stephen Rochford, is allowing himself to dream.
Nathan, you're a Mayo man. We've all had those moments. Haven't had much time to think of them as a Mayo manager. But look, of course, you know, the place could go crazy. But that'll be, if we're fortunate enough, if we get the bit of luck, if we play well. But we need to put all those bits together. And put them into the cooker and see if we can bake the right level of performance. And it's a very exciting opportunity. It's a very exciting challenge.
So for the second year in a row and the third time in 5 years, it's Dublin that stand in Mayo's way. It's a Dublin side bidding for a third All-Ireland in a row. They could well be the greatest football team we've ever seen. Do Mayo even have a chance? Probably best to ask some neutrals, like 5-time All-Ireland winner Tomás O'Shea and 4-time All-Ireland winning manager Sean Boylan.
After the season thereafter, having, you know, started off very slow, and I think thereafter building it up quite well, and, you know, at this stage, after the Kerry game, they'd be in a very, very good place. They're playing very good football. Their forwards are playing a lot better than they were last year. So I give them a very, very good chance. The only problem is I don't think they will meet a defence and a team with a work ethic like Dublin have. I think the Dublin forwards are playing very, very well. The one thing I'd worry for Dublin is that they haven't been tested at this stage, but I'd still trust them to have enough for Mayo on the day.
Do I think that they have it in them? I certainly do. How do I think Dublin are fantastic? They're a brilliant team, an extraordinary team. Probably at the moment on form, they're probably the best team in Ireland, but I still think Mayo are going to win the All-Ireland. I just think that they turned the corner against Roscommon, and ever since they're playing with a certainty, they're playing with an assurance, and it's like they don't know how to be beaten, and that's lovely to see that happening. But before this, they go so far, and then they stop and they come back. Now they just go on, and they go on, they go on, and they've shown tremendous courage. And do I think Dublin are brilliant? Absolutely. They have an amazing bench and all of that, but you can still only play 15 at a time, and I think Mayo have an absolutely outstanding chance on Sunday.
2 weeks ago, Galway showed that the West is awake. This Sunday, it's Mayo's turn to end a famine. 66 years. 66 long years. If Killian O'Connor walks up those steps of the Hogan Stand at 5 o'clock on Sunday evening and lifts Sam Maguire over his head, it'll be a legacy that in Mayo will last forevermore.